My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, it's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, working hard on the show today. Eddie Scazzeri, Al Dukes, Jerry Recco. Talk to you tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. at the warm-up show. Then we're all back together at 6 for our first Football Friday. Feel-good Football Friday, the 2024 NFL season. You got BT and Sal coming up next, followed by Evan and Tiki at 2 p.m.
All righty, have a great day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow morning. We'll be a little tired, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a good kind of tired.
Who do you like?
I do like the Chiefs to cover tonight.
Okay.
3.5 points for a spread. They're favored. I can't see them losing back-to-back home openers. Just can't see that happen. Anyway, have a great day. See you tomorrow morning. As always, New York.
Set!
And if you do have weird hair on your ass like you do, you can bend over and show your ass on the camera.
Okay.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
WFAN Sports Flash.
And this report brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Another win for the Mets, 8-3 over the Red Sox, making it 7 straight, 8 of 9. Jesse Winker, the big blow early, a first-inning grand slam. The Mets tacked on 4 more in the 8th off of terrible pitching from Kenley Jansen and Rich Hill. Here was Winker postgame, having a blast with his new club.
You want to be a part of clubhouses and teams like this. Everyone a part of this team, it's unbelievable people. So it's a blessing for sure, and it's a privilege. And anytime you can help a team win a baseball game and be a part of winning baseball, it's really what you come to the field for.
The Yankees, Mets now 76-64, but still a half game behind Atlanta, who beat the Braves last night 5-2. Off day for the Mets today, take on the Reds tomorrow. Meantime, the Yankees dropped the series to the Rangers, losing 10-6. Adolis Garcia, a two-run double, drove in 3. Wyatt Langford, Ezekiel Duran, with big offensive nights as well. The Yankees remaining a half game behind Baltimore as the Orioles lost to the White Sox. Yankees will be at Wrigley to play the Cubs tomorrow. Cubs had a combined no-hitter in their 12-0 win over the Pirates last night. NFL season opens this evening in Kansas City with the Chiefs facing the Ravens. And American Jessica Pegula advancing to the U.S. Open semifinals. She beat top-seeded Iga Swiatek in straight sets. Tonight she will play Carolina Macova after American Emma Navarro faces Aryna Sabalenka. This report brought to you by Approved Oil. Lock in your low oil rate at freezetherate.com. Approved Oil has been the leading oil dealer in New York for over 90 years. With today's low rates, now is the time to lock in for this upcoming winter before the cold weather drives prices up. Call today to lock in a low rate and enjoy a worry-free winter with Approved Oil. Visit them at freezetherate.com. Also brought to you by our Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac vehicles are made to be iconic, like the vibrant all-electric Lyriq. With a range of over 300 miles, Lyriq can go the distance with an agile drive that makes every mile a milestone, because icons aren't just born, they're made. Cadillac is the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Visit your Tri-State Cadillac dealer. It is 68 in Central Park. That's what's happening. I'm Jerry Recco on Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
You know, BT, we've talked a lot about the Yankee individual players and performances, whether it's Clay Holmes most recently, Glaber or LeMahieu, and this or that.
Yeah.
But really, the big picture stuff, it comes down to one thing. There is a lack of accountability throughout the organization. And this is not the first time we're saying this. It's not the first time we're hearing it. But it just smacks you in the face every single night when you watch the same players go out there and fail. You watch the same thing over and over again. The lack of accountability from this organization is mind-boggling. And really, to me, BT, the Yankees just aren't that good. And I don't know if they really acknowledge the fact that they aren't that good or even care enough to really get better.
Well, I mean, listen, poor play, and they are playing poorly, is always made worse by a lack of engagement. And right now, the Yankees don't look very, very locked in at all. And I know that this isn't the case. I know that what I'm about to say, I say this more for effect, because as much as the Yankees have issues, I would never disrespect them to this. I would never disrespect any pro athlete to this extent. But it seems like we want it more than they do.
Right.
And I know that that's not the case again. But you watch the Yankees, and whether it's Verdugo loafing up and down the bases or the play the other night on Tuesday night where Torres failed to keep the ball in the infield, I feel like three or four times the past week we've seen a pitcher sail one to the outfield, either on a bad pickoff throw or a little dribbler, or, you know, a little bleeder in front of the plate or the mound. And even Aaron Judge, you know, the great, amazing, all-time Aaron Judge, whether it's loafing after a ball in center the other night or throwing to the wrong base, which enabled somebody to tag up from first, they don't seem like they really care about snapping out of this.
See, for me, it's less about the players and their care, although you bring up excellent examples right there. My theory or thinking what the Yankees don't care is the organization. They've seen the same stuff year after year after year, and they continue to run it out there. They continue to make excuses, whether it's Cashman, whether it's the manager, and they don't acknowledge the reality of the situation, which is that, and thankfully a reporter asked Boone last night flat out, like, hey, you know, you keep saying, he didn't say this, I'm paraphrasing and wishing what I could say to Aaron Boone. Like, you keep saying everything's right there in front of you. And yes, technically speaking, it is. However, since June 1st, Aaron, which is 3 months plus, you are under 500, a game under 500. Like, what makes you think that this is going to have Boone finally acknowledge it by saying, hey, we got to be better? Simple as that. Yeah, well, thank you. But it's been a lack of accountability overall. Clay Holmes has struggled pretty much all year long. Even when he was getting the saves and getting the job done early in the year, he was playing with fire, and you can see that it was trouble brewing there. You could see the lack of depth in the Yankee lineup, the inconsistencies in that lineup, the inconsistencies in the starting rotation of the bullpen. And yet they just ride it out, and maybe because their record is what it is and they think they're better than what they are. But I don't think the Yankees organization cares enough to build a winning team or to go to that extent to build a winning team or a better team.
Well, those are a couple of different conversations. I would respectfully disagree. I do think that they certainly care and that they want to build the championship team. I think they've forgotten how. I think they've forgotten the roadmap to get there. The game's changed a little bit. I'm not so sure that the Yankees have organizationally maybe adapted to those. It's a fluid sport. Just like football, when all of a sudden you had the run and shoot offense, you got away from the ground and pound, then you either had an innovative offensive mind kind of changing things, or you did not. And those who did not, like the Jets, over the years, they got left behind at the altar. So you've always got to change. Same with the NBA, with the Warriors shooting 40, 50 threes a night. If Tom Thibodeau didn't, now they're not throwing 50 right up a night, but if he was married to his older convictions as coach, then I don't think the Knicks would have blossomed into this offensive team. And I know they still play defense as well. The point is, you've got to change with the times. I don't think the Yankees have. I think they've tried with certain things. I don't think they've been very effective with certain things. But I'm separating, Sal. This is my greatest point here. I'm going to separate the imperfections of the roster, which in certain spots are fairly obvious and abundant, and really focus on the lack of hustle. Like, if you want to win, you've got to be programmed to compete at the level in August and May and June and April. You can't just flip it on in October. And do we expect, let's not be fools, do we expect suddenly Torres to become this locked-in, focused hustler? The answer is no. Do we expect Verdugo to do that? No, the answer is no. And by the way, as Verdugo's loafing up and down the first baseline again, Jason Dominguez is, again, mashing balls into the seats in the minors. I don't know what they're doing.
Right, okay, but all those things that you just said stem from a lack of accountability.
From the manager or the organization?
Both.
They're two different things,
both.
Though. But Boone's got to be more direct about
okay,
this.
Okay, well, fine, but if you're Brian Cashman sitting there watching this team all year long, why is DJ LeMahieu still there? Why is Gleyber Torres still on this roster going into the year, let alone midway through the year? Because they just sit there and say, well, okay, well, analytically or whatever they're saying, this is our better value. What second baseman are we going to get that could do this better than Gleyber for this value? I don't know what the excuse is with LeMahieu, but there's got to be some asinine excuse, but there is no accountability. So if I'm LeMahieu or I'm Verdugo and I'm saying, well, I'm getting my job anyway, like maybe they don't feel the need to hustle and to go to that extra, except I don't know what the players' individual issues are,
but
I know that there is a lack of accountability in the entire organization. It is front and center on display every single night, every single game, because they don't make any changes.
Think about this, human nature, right?
Yeah.
When you're locked in, let's just say, and you know, this is never the intention, but we're human, and there's certain shows that are better than others, right? There's certain segments that are maybe more focused than others. Maybe sometimes you kind of, it may be the audience can't necessarily tell, but you and I can tell we've been doing this for a long time. I promise you, if we have one of those loose segments, which we really fight not to, I can promise you, forget about the next show. The next segment, we are coming in like we're going to war. Right. And not to trivialize war, but in the radio sense, like we are just uber focused and absolutely hell-bent on making sure that doesn't happen again. What happened two nights ago? The Yankees implode. They have an ugly meltdown. Maybe the worst loss of the season, which we dissected. I'm not going to go through it again. We know how it ended with Clay Holmes, but for a multitude of reasons, they lose. And then they come out against a team that's not even good in a series-defining game. You win the game, you win the series. You lose the game, you lose the series. And they don't even play hard.
I just...
Think about that.
This has been going on for months. I am thinking about it.
It seems worse lately. It seems worse lately. Verdugo's lost.
It would be worse if the Orioles were actually good. The problem is nobody there. Nobody in the American League is any good. I don't care what their records say or what people think. We're watching the Yankees, who are supposed to be one of the best teams in the American League, if not of baseball, for 3 months. This is what they do. And these are bad teams. I've been hearing from other people, oh, the Yankees are going to get hot now. Oh, they got the Rockies. Oh, they got the Nationals. Oh, they got the White Sox. Oh, they got the Rangers, whatever the schedule may be. And yet they keep losing these series. And they can't put anybody away. They can't sweep a series. They've been a team that is under 500, a game under 500 for 3 freaking months now. At some point, they got to realize, hey, you know what? Stop relying on hope. Like, at least Boone last night. Hoff, do we have the quote from... Did you see this, BT?
I watched some of the press conference.
Play the soundbite here, Dover, Hoff, with Boone last night. At least to me saying, like, hey, we got to be better. Instead of just simply saying, well, everything's out there in front of us. Go ahead, Dove.
Aaron, just 22 games remaining. You've mentioned several times we've got to be better in several areas. Why do you believe they're going to be better after losing 6 of 9?
Well, I mean, along with that, we got to have perspective. Like, we are, you know, right there with you know, every opportunity to reach our hopes and dreams, and that's because of the season we've had as a whole. So we've put ourselves in position to go grab this thing, but if we want to grab it, we gotta play our best ball and put our best foot forward here, you know, with, like you said, 22 to go. Like, we gotta, you know,
just say it.
Right now, that's all that matters. We got to get it.
Just say it.
Now, that was the bad quote.
Wait, you
from
think
Boone.
That's a good quote?
No. He said before that, we need to be better. That was the quote where he's basically saying the same thing again. That it's all out there in front of us. Now, before that, he said we need to be better. The reporter asked him a question.
Yeah.
Hey, you're 40
and
41.
Well, that was Meredith, so it was somebody else you're talking about.
Somebody else. You're 40 and 41 since June, or whatever that record is.
Oh, so they referenced the long stretch.
I didn't
hear that part, okay?
Specifically, June 1st. Dove, go ahead, play that
one. We got to do better than that. I mean, we got to play better than we are right now. You know, we've lost a few series here in a row that we've had chances to win all three of them. You know, obviously could have had a couple here. So we know we got to be better than this if we want to, you know, get to where we want to go.
So that was from a question where the reporter specifically asked the June 1st reference that we've been using here, saying you're a game under 500 since June 1st. And then he said, we need to be better. Obviously, we've lost a couple of series. Then Meredith asked him the question. I don't know the exact order, but I believe Meredith one came after that, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you going to get better? And he says the same thing. Like, basically, it's all right there in front of us.
Yeah, that's not inspiring to me at all.
How about you do something about it? Like, cut DJ LeMahieu for starters.
But that's not a Boone thing. To be fair to Boone... That's not a Boone thing.
Okay, but then it's a Yankee thing. I'm just saying a lack of accountability. And then even yesterday with the closers, we got to get creative. You got to get creative. Dude, there's 20 games to go. What are we doing here? Do you actually care? Not just Boone. This is for everybody. Do you? To your point, like that's the whole point of the start of the show. Do you actually care about winning? Because it doesn't seem like the Yankees do.
Okay, so, and one of the first things I said today is I'm not going to disrespect these players or you know, baseball lifers and say that we wanted more than them. That's patently offensive, and I'm not going there. However, I do think, at least behind closed doors, I do think that Aaron Boone asserts his message, whether it's with Torres or Verdugo or sloppy fundamental. I do. I don't think that he ignores it. But when it still resurfaces, what I will say is the message is not getting received.
Right.
And that's almost as dangerous as not even addressing it.
Right, which one's worse? Like, he doesn't have to tell us.
It basically equates to the same thing.
We don't care what goes on behind closed doors.
Yeah, show me.
Right. What we care about is the results.
Yeah.
And the results aren't there.
They looked like they were, honestly, the Yankees last night and the night before looked like they were Stump Merrill's Yankees. More talent, but in terms of what I mean by that is, hey, it's September, we got no shot, we're punching the ticket, we're almost on a cruise. They didn't look like, and I know they do, but they're not projecting it, and that's all that matters.
And you can't just, and we'll get to the calls here in a second, you can't just look at the record and say, well,
no, I'm with you on that at this point.
Because most of that record, the good part of it, is based off of what they did in April and May.
Yep.
That's a long time ago now. This is not a three-week stretch. This is a three-month stretch where they're a game under 500.
Yep.
BT, I was thinking about it, too. Yeah, we'll have some fun with the over-unders, whatever, as we get closer to it. But
you'll have some fun.
Well, the Yankees might not even get their number.
They'll get the number. I still believe they will.
I mean, there's 22 games left.
I know.
They're not getting close to 100 games.
No, they're not getting near 100, that's for sure.
They're not getting 95. They're not winning 15 of 22 down the stretch here.
What was the? Well, they could win 15 out of 22.
Well, based on what, though? I mean,
on the fact that they still have some stars.
Okay, but my point is,
I'm not saying I'd bet on it, but they could.
Right, but my point is that for 3 months they've played a game under, so why now do we think in the next 20 games plus the postseason is it going to flip the switch? They're going to be dangerous because they have Cole, because they have Judge, because they have Soto, and in the baseball playoffs now, anything could happen. But the reality is, how could you believe in this team if you watch them every night where there's just
the belief's drying up. Let me be clear about that. It's not on. And I never had unwavering belief. Obviously, we were all energized by the start. We're sitting there saying, man, I mean, think about this team. What happens when Gerrit Cole comes back? What happens when Jason Dominguez is inserted? Like, there were things we were thinking about that. And, you know, and Volpe was playing amazing. So we figured, okay, Volpe 2.0, it's going to be a very different statistical line at the end of the season. Now, things have changed for a multitude of reasons, but I think that the Yankees, flip a coin. I mean, they can beat the Royals, they can beat the Guardians, they can beat the Orioles, they can maybe beat the Astros, or flip the coin, they could lose to the Royals, they could lose to the Orioles, they could lose to whomever. Who knows what's happening in 3 weeks? I don't know.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. Greg is in Rahway. What's up, Greg?
Good morning, BT, Sal. Glad to talk to you guys this morning.
Thanks,
Sal,
buddy.
You were right about the accountability. I'm downtrodden with sports. They're beating the hell out of me now. I listen to you guys all day long. And it's like the same thing. I don't think the guys make this much money. What do they care? They're young. You know, they get all this money. You're all millionaires. And there's no heart to them anymore. I think they get the money and that's it.
Well, but Greg, Greg, can I jump in for a second? I'm going to ask you a personal question. How old are you, Greg? Honestly.
I'm going to be 77 next month.
God bless you, man. I love that you're still locked in. Love that you called us. We really appreciate that. My dad's 81. His birthday's coming up in a few days. Still plays golf. Still sound mind. Still very, very good, right? He's got a similar mindset to Greg. But that doesn't mean that they're right. Right. I think that it's, and that's why I asked the A's. Like, it's easy to sit here and say, well, in my day, you know, not that my dad says this, but I'm sure some old-timers do, Mickey Mantle was cutting down Christmas trees and, you know, Willie Mays was selling insurance just to supplement the income. I understand it's a different economic time. And the gap between fan and superstar has never been this wide. And the sad thing is, it's only widening. But to, like, in one large, you know, spell, cast this almost this aura of detachment from their craft, I'm not going there. I don't think that that's fair to young players. I don't think that applies to, I think it applies to less than it does more.
I don't think it's just a generalization of players. You can't say that. We watch other teams.
But that's what Greg was saying.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I agree with you. I disagree with him. I don't think it's just about the money. I think it's about the individuals. And it's on the Yankees and each individual team to figure out which guys they want, which guys they think are going to be lollygagging for whatever reason and get rid of them, or which guys can't perform. Like, I don't think DJ LeMahieu is a lack of effort. I just think he's washed.
Yep, me too.
And he's been washed. Gleyber Torres has been, mentally not in the game since he's been in the big league.
And they allowed it to get worse.
Verdugo has had an awful season here.
He hasn't, though. He's had an awful few months. Well, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
Think about the first moment. Judge was bad.
Okay, but
who was it? Soto, Verdugo, and a little bit of Cabrera, and obviously Volpe.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about since that hot start where they were succeeding when he was in the cleanup spot.
I know, but how do you lose energy?
He was an energy guy. He's been one of the worst players in baseball, statistically speaking.
But don't you think there's a difference, performance versus engagement? Verdugo doesn't look like he cares all of a sudden.
Yeah, but if you're playing that poorly, he could just be beaten down. Like, you know how sometimes you get in a rut, whatever it may be in life. And look, I get it. Hey, he's a pro. He's got to get out of it. Or, more importantly, the Yankees got to figure out, hey, he's out of it right now. How do we get him back with it? Or what do we do to change it? Because we can't keep running him out there.
It's called Dominguez. That's what you do.
Well, they actually have an answer, and they don't want to go to it. Larry's in East Sizel. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
Fellas, what's going on today?
All good.
Good, good. Listen, BT, you've been spot on with this team all year. I think they have the talent to win. I just don't. I feel watching them, even I watch a lot of baseball. I feel like it's almost they're starting to be like, it's all right, we're going to get there. It's all right, don't worry about it, what we're going. It's all right, we're going to walk in and we're going to be all right. We got Soto, we got Judge, we're going to be okay. It's almost, you're asking them to get rid of, what's his name, the older player. That, number one, you're 100% right. That's not on the, that's not on the manager.
That's on the
GM. And that's a hard thing for the GM to do. He's supposed to make that decision because the guy shouldn't be here right now.
By the way, that's not even a Cashman thing. That's a Hal thing. I mean, to eat that kind of money, you got to run it up the flagpole. I'm sure Cashman kicked the tires, and I'm sure on some level it was said, no, let's try to squeeze something out of it before we do it.
Yeah, but then that's back to the point, lack of accountability.
Yes, I agree. And as far as the Mets, the Mets have been a pleasant surprise all year. You heard me a couple of weeks ago. I'm like 4-6 on the road. Absolutely not. I'm sitting here, I'm all in, I'm waiting, I'm watching. They're rounded in the playoff form where I just see the Yankees going, almost like they're limping to the finish line. And we all seen what happened when the Mets went to the finish line a few years ago and the Yankees did. They get smacked around before you know it. They're sitting on the outside looking in going, what did we do wrong?
You said the key there, Larry, and thank you for the call. The Yankees just feel like, it'll turn on. They've been saying that for months. We'll get there. It's all right there in front of us. We'll get there. 20 games left, and they're going the wrong way. Again, not necessarily, although in the standings, they're in second place, but they're not doing anything differently or anything better than what they've done for the majority of 3 months, and they're just waiting for it to change.
It's getting worse.
Right. It's getting worse as we're getting closer to October. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. Warrior calls on the side. We'll get some football today as well. Can't wait for that. NFL season kicks off later on tonight. We'll work the Mets in.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To the conversation as well, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Yankees keep on floundering here. Just an awful series in Texas. They don't do the little things well enough. It's been consistently like that, BT. Drives you up a wall. Makes you wonder if they care. As an organization, with the lack of accountability, makes you wonder if they care.
Well, it doesn't look like they care at all. And then I gotta bring up the Mets for a second. Okay. I gotta contrast something from last night. So I'm going back and forth. Obviously, Mets start a little bit earlier, so I could dial in on them. And then obviously the Yankees, whatever. So, and the Mets scored early. And if you have to do other stuff, you can kind of come back and hope the Mets still have a lead, which they did. But it's 4-3, right? And nobody's really bringing this up because it was buried through or after the Grand Slam and then a ton of walks where the Mets got a lot of tack on runs. Bader. 4-3 game, eighth inning, ref Snyder, leadoff, pretty much a rocket one hopper to the right center gap. Bader's on his horse, doesn't make a great throw to the infield, but gets it back so quickly and also prevents it from going to the wall. In a one-run game, that's huge, right?
Right.
So ref Snyder stops at first, and even on the broadcast, they lauded him. Hey, good hustle, good job. Not a diving catch, but a baseball, a team that's locked in, a team that's trying to be a playoff team, all right? The next batter, I forget who it was, hits a ball left field to Nimmo, who short hops it, and Restauda goes to third base. They eventually get out of it, soft liner to Lindor to get out of the inning. They get the tack on runs. They win. Now, if that ball gets by Bader, which I think it probably should have, like that was really close to going by, that's a double. The base hit to Nimmo scores them, 4-4 game. We could be easily dissecting the Mets loss. And then you watch the Yankees and you see Verdugo trotting down the line and all the other stuff that we brought up now. So to me, it's palpable. It's like it's an obvious difference in, I'm not going to say, some might say talent. I don't think there's a difference in talent at all. If anything, I think the Yankees are more talented. That's my opinion. But it doesn't matter if you don't play hard. The Mets are more focused, more dialed in, and seemingly more interested in winning right now than the Yankees.
Which is why I think they're a better team. And, by the way, it's not by accident because they, the Mets, have held players accountable and the Yankees haven't. It is a great contrast when you look at the two. You're right, on paper. Oh, Judge, Soto, Cole. Look at the big, bad Yankees and the power of the pinstripes. And it's easy to get caught up in that. And on paper, you look at the Mets. Yeah, Manaea, Severino, David Peterson, Harrison Bader, Tyrone Taylor.
Yeah, Stewart's still playing Iglesias. A little bit. Yeah.
These guys play winning baseball. The pitchers go out there, they do their job. One guy wants to be better than the next. Their rotation is at least consistent. It's been that way throughout the course of the year. The bullpen, which has been a minor league bullpen for the majority of the year, they go out there and figure out a way to get the job done. If somebody doesn't do it, they move on from the guy. Stern set that template or whatever you want to say early on.
Yeah, Wendell was bounced. And
Wendell
some others
bounced,
too.
The bullpen, Tonkin in the bullpen, yeah. Narvaez. Like you weren't getting the job done, you're out of here. Mm-hmm. And they bring in ball players. A guy in Iglesias wasn't in the big leagues. They bring him in, and he's helped them win games. Bader making that play helps them win games. And you know what? If Bader doesn't do it, the Mets are going to put somebody else out there. So that is, I think, a great example where the Yankees are just like, oh, we got Judge and Soto. We're the Yankees. Oh, we brought in another star in Jazz. And I know Jazz's speed has helped out and, you know, whatever. But no, it's the wrong way. And the Mets have built a better team, and they've been a significantly better team since June 1st on. Oh, and by the way, head-to-head, they swept them. Oh, and the Mets also now swept the Red Sox, and they've also taken 2 of 3 from the Orioles. I'll tell you this, BT, and I wanted to do this a little bit later on. We'll do power rankings in baseball. The American League just isn't that good. That's a good thing for the Yankees that they may be able to get through, but I don't care even if the league and the competition isn't that good. I can't say that watching this team every night, I feel in any way, shape, or form that they're going to have success in the postseason.
See, I don't even really care about that right now because to me it's inconsequential if you're not playing buttoned-up baseball. Yeah, I mean, so the NL
but that's
might,
the point, right?
I get it. The AL's not that good. You're not wrong.
Right.
The NL is superior this year, okay? But if the Yankees aren't interested in taking advantage of that, that's all that matters.
Right, but that's the key. And that's what I've been saying, because even going back a couple weeks ago before we went on vacation, the week you did the Yankee games,
yep,
my theory was, one of the shows I did was, and the best thing that people have said about the Yankees this year is that, well, nobody else is that good either. And that can't be good enough, especially for the New York Yankees.
Well, but the best thing that you say about the Yankees is that they've got the best player in the sport.
Okay,
let's not bury the lead there.
Yeah, no.
Team description.
Yeah. Okay, great. What does that get them?
Give me a word.
I mean, the Angels had Trout and Ohtani for years. What that get them?
No, I understood. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, as a team, like obviously Judge and Soto have been great. As a team, what's the Yankees' identity? What is the best thing about the team? You forget the individuals as a team. Like, it's not, oh, well, they're a great starting rotation. They're a great bullpen. They're a great consistent offense. They're great defense. They do the little things well.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we've said as the Yankees as a team is, well, nobody else is that good either. When I say, I don't think the Yankees are that good, yeah, but the Orioles are, you know, right there too. The Orioles are frowning. Oh, yeah, but who in the West do you think is any good? Or, yeah, but do you really worry about the AL Central? Like, that's the comeback to when I say the Yankees aren't that good. That's saying a lot about the Yankees.
If we did word association here, right, and it's easier for the Mets, I admittedly don't have a word or two yet for the Yankees, and I want you to help me here. Like, and I would say the Mets talented as well, but I want to kind of illuminate some of the other aspects of the team. You're going to win 90 games. People know that you're pretty good. I would say that they are passionate, and I would say that the Mets are resilient. Those are two words I would use
great
to describe
words.
The Mets, okay?
And aren't those great words to describe
the
team?
Phenomenal words. Yeah. That's what you want.
Right.
Like, as a fan,
having fun as well.
Oh, no doubt. Like, connected. Like, they have great chemistry.
Right.
So there's
correct.
Other words.
Yes.
I just want to keep it moving. For the Yankees, I don't know. What's the word? Aloof? Inconsistent?
Well, I mean, I got a couple that I can't say on the radio.
But can you give me one that you can? Like, I'm trying to really, like, boil it down to how do we describe these Yankees as of now? Underachieving?
Complacent?
Yeah, that's why I went with aloof, which is, you know, kind of a in the family,
I mean,
so
I'm trying to come up with some big words for you here.
Well, I mean, complacent.
Well, the ones that come to mind, like, I'm thinking of the one that begins with an S, but really, like, another word for crappy.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's what first.
But was complacent one of the big words, or was that what you just said?
Yeah, that was one of the big ones. Because what's. Because what. To me, there's nothing worse in sport than teams that have talent that underachieve, especially because of effort.
Forget about teams. I think that applies to every aspect of life.
Yeah, okay, right.
Kids,
exactly,
school,
right.
And whatever. Absolutely.
So the Yankees, and I don't think it's just about effort. It's about a lack of accountability.
But it's also about a lack of talent in certain spots.
You think Volpe's talented?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. And I'm not saying that they should have sent him down to the minors or benched him, but since last year, he has not lived up to the expectations. He's been inconsistent, and yet they just keep running him out
there.
He's
the least of their issues, and amazingly. He's got the third best war on the team.
But I think he's symbolic of their problems, because when he is playing like a superstar, they look like a different team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been inconsistent and hasn't been that superstar.
Yeah. No, he has not been.
Not nearly enough.
And by the way, you think that he's got a path to get. I don't think he'll ever be a superstar. Right. So I just don't think he's that player.
Right. He's just,
I think he's good.
He's just one guy. I mean, you want to talk about the inconsistencies of the rotation, whether it's Rodon, whether it's even Marcus Stroman.
Last night, big step back. Rodon, a couple of duds.
Luis Gil, for whatever reason, whether it's the health concerns, the walks, the inexperience.
Even Gerrit Cole, but he's different.
Yeah. Like the bullpen, obviously, we don't need to go over that again.
Well, that's why I don't think they're that talented.
Okay, so
I think they're talented enough to win if their absolute superstars perform. Otherwise, they might get swept.
Right.
If you have a series, I don't care who it is, wild card, DS, if they win the division, and Soto and Judge hit a combined 170, Yankees might lose every single game.
You know, I just think the lack of accountability from the top on down has led to this complacency, or whatever you want to talk about, aloofness.
Yeah, disengagement.
Disengagement, just like waiting for, instead of going out there and getting it and tightening up and being crisp and focused and being aggressive. Hey, let's go here.
Yeah.
And maybe that's on the captain too a little bit. We don't knock Judge at all, but hey, I mean, he is the captain of the team, and this is a team with guys, multiple guys, that aren't getting it done for different reasons. Look, I don't have the answers here, but I know what I'm watching, and I know it's not good enough. And I also know that they've let it go on way too long.
Well, that's why I'm going to exonerate Judge, and that's why I've always gone back in terms of the captaincy and maybe not flexing that C enough. Like, Boone has allowed, you know, and I know we've said this a million times, it gets incredibly repetitive, but I've got to make the point. I got to protect the Judge a little bit here. I mean, Gleyber Torres has been allowed to play however he wants since day one. Even, Josh Donaldson was pimping with no repercussions. Remember that? He thought the ball was out. He gets thrown out at second. I mean, it's happened a lot with players under Boone's watch. So that's a Boone thing, not a Judge thing for me.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
It is time for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first call to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. You know, we did mention a little bit before, BT, we'll get back to the calls here, 888-808-1019. You know, Yankees yesterday saying that they will get creative with the closer's role. So let me translate that for everybody. We don't have a closer. Don't you think that's a problem? Again, we talked about this yesterday. I don't think it's the biggest problem, but even the fact that they won't just say what they're going to do with it, or there is a clear-cut guy like, yeah, we'll move Heal. They've said, oh, we're not opposed to Heal or Clark Schmidt or figuring out something else. The Yankees right now, 22 games to go, a game under 500 since June 1st, the postseason right around the corner, not to mention the slop that we've seen almost night in, night out. They don't have a closer.
Well, they don't have one that we trust, that's for sure, which means they don't really have one. I got it. They could if they transitioned Luis Gil there, which is what I'm saying. You know, I think that we get very We're very fixated on what these coaches say, and I understand that. You know, this goes back to the old days, the quotes in the paper, you know, what was said, what did Billy Martin say, so on and so forth. Pat Riley never held anything back. Bill Parcells. So if you're old enough, you're accustomed to, I don't want to say, you know, get a pound of flesh when things go awry.
Right.
Coughlin was very transparent, very honest. He would get on guys publicly. So we like that. We expect that with certain things. It's changed, man. And part of the game here is to diffuse issues and really not give, quite frankly, people like us things to talk about
right.
and people to click on. So while I don't like the, well, you know, it's all in front of us and, well, yeah. you know, I don't like that. But I'm also smart enough to know it doesn't matter. What matters is what you do.
Right.
So, yeah, I would have preferred myself, the way I'm wired, hey, we got to get him right, and we got 21 games to go, and we need somebody who's getting the baseball there to get us three outs, and right now Clay Holmes has to figure things out. Right. He's not our closer. That's what I would have said, right. probably. That's what I would prefer. But what matters is who takes the baseball if the Yankees up one next game.
Correct.
And that's who, all that matters. Right, and I don't know that it's going to be Clay Holmes.
Well, who is it?
I don't know.
But that's the point.
But the point is we need to see what happens next opportunity.
Right.
We can rant and rail and rave about Boone not saying it. I care about what he does. If right. he goes right back to Clay Holmes, that's my problem,
well,
not what he says.
That would be a disaster. I don't care about what he says either. I just know that they don't have a closer. I didn't need him to say that they were going to remove Holmes or get creative to know they don't have a closer. They don't have one. There is none. They can figure it out. I mean, whether it's bullpen by committee, whether it's moving Luis Gil. I mean, some point they'll figure it out. Somebody's going to try to close games, assuming that they actually have a lead.
Clark Smith's pitching this weekend. Yeah, he's starting in Chicago.
Right, but the point is there is no
there's no perfect answer right now.
And
I think the best answer is anybody but Clay.
Yeah, right,
that's the best
right.
answer.
Not Clay. Who's your closer? Not Clay.
Not him.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Mike is calling from Hackensack, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
What's up is that I am sick and tired of watching this team sleepwalk in September. And you know what, BT? I think the team thinks we got the two best players in baseball and somehow we're going to win. But you know what? Right now we stink, and I'm tired of it. And we need change from the top, and it's not going to happen because Hal and Brian Cashman are very much aligned. BT, have you read Inside the Empire, that book, Bob Clappish book?
No, I've seen that excerpt. I'd be lying if I said I read it cover to cover.
Because it's a good read. Read it. It just shows you a little bit about the organization. We've become the Dallas Cowboys of baseball, and I'm tired of it. We forgot how to put a winning team on the field.
That's interesting.
And I'm tired of it. We stink in many ways, and you're right. No accountability. These guys are sleepwalking. And they're making errors and mistakes, and I'm just tired of watching them.
We all are, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, I got a solution for you.
And something's got to change.
And Mike, I got a solution for you.
What's the solution?
Watch the Mets, baby!
I knew you were going to say
watch
that.
Watch the Mets! The real team in town! Thank you for the call. I wasn't going to say it, but he kept addressing you. I was like, all right, let's have some fun with Mike.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew it was coming.
Well. You want to watch real baseball?
Yeah,
for now. You want to watch crisp baseball?
For now.
Hey.
Yeah, no, for now.
20 games left.
I give it to you.
Mets are closing in on the Yankees record all of a sudden.
I know. How about that Cowboys analogy? It's not crazy. It's not crazy.
Well, I didn't read the book. I know of it.
Just think about this. Like, you print money. You have enough stars to keep yourself relevant. You accept, McCarthy was brought back. Some people thought he shouldn't have been. You know, Boone was brought back. Some people thought he shouldn't have been. Listen, there's a reason. Forget about Boone. I always put Aaron Boone to the side because he can only do or work with what he's got. Now, I would prefer more fire, not just toward the umpires. I'm on the record with that. But there's a reason why, I guess it's now two or three winters ago, I said here on the Fan, Brian Cashman has not earned the right to rebuild the Yankees the way the Yankees need to be rebuilt. There's a reason why I said that.
Here's why I don't like the analogy with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
First of all, the salary cap, which is a big difference. Like, Jerry Jones has a league-wide salary cap that he's got to work within.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I feel like the better comparison is Jerry Jones with George Steinbrenner. Like, do you think if Jerry Jones ran the Yankees that Brian Cashman would still be employed?
I don't think that necessarily means that Jerry Jones would deliver a championship because he hasn't brought one for the sport that he knows.
Understood. No, but sometimes the problem with Jerry Jones is he gets involved too much.
I know.
We want Hal to get involved maybe just A little bit more emotionally.
Yeah. A little bit. He got involved with Judge and he sealed it.
So maybe there's a nice in between here.
Yeah, but you also have to understand the personality. They're vastly different.
Yeah.
Like Jerry Jones wants to be public and Hal wants to basically maintain an anonymous presence, but an in-the-weeds presence, which I appreciate because he empowers people, hires them, lets them do their job.
Right, but
the criticism is maybe there's an expiration on how long you should let them do their job.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, I got you on that.
And maybe Jerry is trying to, you know, in his old age, maybe be a little more patient with giving McCarthy another year. To change the narrative, maybe.
Yeah, it could be.
Just like, hey, all right, we've gotten close. Maybe we just need to break through in the postseason.
Yeah.
Let's go one more time. And then after that.
Well, you know where it switched with Jerry. And we get to football coming up next hour, by the way. Jerry really, I think the flipping point for him was the Manziel-Zach Martin move. He wanted to draft Johnny Manziel. Manziel. I knew that sounded weird. Manziel. And his football people like, we got to take Zach Martin.
Right.
And he acquiesced.
And it was a big, big.
Zach Martin's a Hall of Famer.
I mean,
Manziel's a burnout.
I was mad at the Giants for not taking him when they took Odell Beckham Jr. Jeff is in Manhattan. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
The problem with these Yankees is they're not being run like a baseball team. They're being run like a corporation. All they care about is money. And it's our fault, the fans, because no matter what crap they do, we keep on filling the concession stands. We keep on filling up the stadium. And we keep on paying these crazy cable bills. Now we want to see them, Apple TV, Roku, all these crazy things, and we keep on doing it. So they don't care. All they care about is the money, man.
Yeah, but hold on, Jeff. Now, okay, we're all levying criticism today and have been for a while, but you gotta shoot it at the right target. It's not a Yankees thing with Apple or Roku. It's the Major League Baseball thing. It's a deal. Met fans go through the same thing.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, okay, look at the stadium. No matter what crappy team they put out there, the stadium is always sold out.
Because the Yankees are always competitive.
Yeah, man, but you know what? Look, BT, we were lied to, man. It was supposed to be an all-in season. Where did they go all in?
They stopped short of all-in. I will wave the white flag there. They stopped short of all-in. That's something Sal and I debated a lot.
Talked about that a lot.
A lot. You know, when you get Soto and when you give Rob, forget about how, you know, what the results for a moment, you get Rodon the year before for 160 mil. You offer Yamamoto, didn't take it, but the highest AAV. You know, there was at least a thought you get a left fielder, and I was a big Verdugo fan coming in, 281 lifetime hitter, bunch of years where he hit 35 or 40 doubles, good defender in left field, not center. Like, I was of the mindset, like, hey, they're all in, let's go. They weren't all in.
Right, but you knew better, too, because we had this exact debate before they even started making any moves with talking about maybe addition by subtraction. No Giancarlo Stanton, no Gleyber Torres. Like, for me, bare minimum was show me that you care by just moving on from Stanton. I don't care that he hit 25 home runs, you know, for the 10th time in his career, active
only
leader.
Only one to do that. Do you see that? Only active player, I think. Yeah.
The only active player
with 25 or more in 10 years. Yeah. 25 or more
active,
in 10 years.
Right, okay.
Yeah, active, so
he's been around for a while. I mean, since when did 25 home runs become a big deal? Hey, guys hit 25 runs. Hey, 25 home runs. Can you hit 30? So, and I'm not trying to minimize Giancarlo Stanton here. I'm just saying that he has been part of the problem with them not being able to build a good team because he can't do anything else. And he's always hurt. And by the way, he's not the biggest issue. I'm just bringing up an issue that we talked about dating back to last year.
I know.
Gleyber Torres, same thing.
They almost traded him 2 years ago.
Okay, so how many years? You were talking about this, I'm sure, with Tiki before I got here.
Torres,
I was talking about this on the overnight. Okay, so Torres has been a problem for years.
Yep.
LeMahieu, Rizzo.
Yep.
Like, nobody's surprised by what's gone on here.
Donaldson, IKF, although I thought IKF was a bit of a scapegoat. He played hard. He was okay. And I think he got lumped in unfairly or unnecessarily. No. But the resume is the resume. They haven't won since 2009. And right now you watch the Yankees, and it doesn't look like they win this year.
BT and Sal on the fit. Now,
doesn't mean they can't.
Now,
doesn't look like they will.
Now, with all that being said, it's all right there in front of them.
Yeah.
All right, BT and Sal on the fit. We'll get back to your calls on the other side as well. Work in some football. Opening night tonight in the NFL. We'll discuss that when we come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign.
Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.